Thanks, Helen. And now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday the 17th of October. The general synopsis at midnight. High Malin 1028, expected 40s, with little change by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Northerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers at first, good. 40s, north or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good. Cromarty, 4th, north or northwest, veering east or southeast 2 to 4, then south 3 to 5 later. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, northwest, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good. Fisher, German Bight, northwest 4 to 6, veering north or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers at first, good. Humber, Thames, north or northwest, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, east or northeast, veering southeast later, 2 to 4. Showers, good. Wight, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. East or southeast, 3 to 5. Showers at first, good. South Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5 later. Fog patches in southeast, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in southeast. North Fitzroy Sole, southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in far west Sole. Fair, then occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lundy Fastnet, southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in West Fastnet. Fair, good. Irish Sea, variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Shannon, southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in west. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rockall, southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in southwest. Fair, then occasional rain. Good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. South or southeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional drizzle. Good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, Faroes. Variable becoming south or southwest, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Mainly fair. Good. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in northwest, mainly fair, good. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, east northeast 2, mist, 9 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Stornoway, north by west 1, 27 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Lerwick, north by west, 2, 27 miles, 1026, steady. Lucas, west by north, 3, 14 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Bridlington, west, 2, 1026, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east northeast, 3, more than 27 miles, 1025. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east by north, 4, 11 miles, 1024. Jersey, east by north, 3, 12 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east by south, 4, 11 miles, 1023. Scilly Automatic, southeast, 4, 6 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Valentia, east-south-east, 3, 27 miles, 1,022, falling. Ronald's Way, north, 2, 5 miles, 1,026, falling slowly. Malin Head, south by west, 3, 12 miles, 1,026, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, high pressure over the United Kingdom, will gradually move eastward during this period, keeping conditions largely settled through Friday and most of Saturday. Later on Saturday, however, Atlantic fronts will begin to approach from the west, bringing outbreaks of rain and strengthening winds. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable, becoming east or southeast 2 to 4, veering south 3 to 5 later. Occasional drizzle at first, showers later in east. Good, occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable, 3 or less, becoming east or southeast 2 to 4. Veering south or southwest later. Occasional drizzle or showers, mainly in north. Good, occasionally moderate in north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable 3 or less, becoming south 3 or 4 later, mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, northerly or northeasterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers later, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in west, veering southeasterly later. Showers at first, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northeast, veering east, then southeast later, 3 to 5. Showers at first, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or southeast, 3 to 5. Showers at first, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east, 3 or 4, veering southeast, 3 to 5. Mainly fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, east or southeast, backing northeast for a time, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 4 or 5 later, fair, good. Isle of Man, variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Lock, variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later in North Channel. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, variable 3 or less, becoming southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times later. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point, Cape Wrath, variable 3 or less, becoming southerly or southeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in south and west. Occasional drizzle or showers at first in north. Good, occasionally moderate at first in north. And Shetland Isles, north 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then south 4 or 5 later. Showers later, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
I am minded. It's like they're not taking action for it themselves.
I'm Amanda Nucci, and this is Strong Message Here, where we stress test political buzzwords and phrases.
Ordinary people are slightly related to the Westminster bubble in the sense that they're not in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very burstable.
Every week, along with guests, writers and comedians, we'll cut through the waffle.
The people that I speak to are just crying out for people to speak to them in a normal way.
Strong Message Here, decoding the doublespeak of politics. Listen on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
And now on Radio 4, it's Prayer for the Day with Governor B.
Good morning. I was listening to a seminar on attachment recently and the speaker told a story. About 10 years ago, he read an article about someone opening a shop in West Africa selling baby prams. I think it was in Nairobi. The shop didn't last long and closed down within a year. When the owner was asked why, he said, "Our people don't understand why you'd put a child in a machine and push them. We prefer to carry." I live in London, and like most parents, I don't go anywhere without my two-year-old's pram. It makes getting around easier and means I can multitask and check emails, or most importantly, football scores. But just because it's normal here doesn't mean it's the best way. My daughter often doesn't want to go in the pram anyway. And the child being carried in Nairobi is getting a very different sense of the world than my child who is being pushed. I'm not saying there's a right or wrong way, but for the last week I've tried going out without her pram. Apart from needing a massage and realising my back muscles aren't as strong as I thought, it's been a good experiment. We laughed more, spoke more, and her speech seemed clearer. It could just be her natural development, but the quality of time we spent together definitely improved. It made me wonder what else we do in the West that seems convenient, but actually costs us in terms of connection. My prayer is that until my back completely gives out, I'll keep enjoying the closeness that comes from carrying my little girl, and that she continues to grow in a healthy way. Amen.
Prayer for the Day with Governor B. And now it's Farming Today with Kaz Graham.
Good morning. The government won't back down on its plans for inheritance tax for farmers. The farming minister is adamant.
We have been in discussions. The Treasury have made their announcements and they aren't going to move.
We will hear more from Dame Angela Eagle later in the programme. First, though, nearly a quarter of a million trees have been planted across the Outer Hebrides as part of the Western Isles Croft Woodland Project. It aims to create a mosaic of small woodlands on underused crofts, and it's being led by tree expert and enthusiast Laura McEwen. Kathleen Carragher caught up with her while she was out with crofter Murdo Smith, who's trying a new way to protect his saplings.
I'll show you something here. This was damaged by a marauding deer. I found the branches strewn all over the area here. It shows how daring they are that they come this close to the house.
We definitely need to have a handle on the deer issue. What we're trialling at the moment is a product called Trico, which is